Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the U.S.-Mexico cattle dispute. Greg Dowd of NCBA joining us up next.
Attention, Oklahoma small business owners with 50 or fewer employees. You may save 60% or more on health coverage for employees through a state subsidy called Insure Oklahoma. It's funded by the Oklahoma Tobacco Tax and subsidizes health coverage premiums for lower to moderate income employees. Ask an insurance agent about Insure Oklahoma. Go to InsureOklahoma.net or call 1-888-365-3742 for more information. Insure Oklahoma, subsidizing health coverage.
This is Tyler LaRue with LaRue & Associates. I'm here to tell you the Insure Oklahoma Health Care Assistance Plan is absolutely terrific. Any company with 50 or fewer employees can have 60% or more of their qualified employees' premiums paid through Insure Oklahoma. 60%! I've already helped over 150 businesses take advantage of this fabulous program. Call me, Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950. I'm an authorized producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Call Tyler LaRue, 800-994-1950.
U.S. and Mexican officials are scheduled to meet later today to talk about a variety of livestock trade issues, but overriding everything right now is the dispute over Mexico not allowing our breeding age cattle into their country while setting up a deal to take Canadian breeding cattle. According to Greg Dowd, this is something that's really simmered all along since BSE was discovered in the U.S. some 5 years ago.
Historically, Mexico indicated a long, long time ago when all this first started that they wanted to be in sync with their two trading partners to the north. We trade an enormous amount of products back and forth in all categories, and in particular in agriculture and cattle. On November the 19th of last year, the U.S. and Canada harmonized according to international standards, and since that time, Mexico hasn't stepped up to the plate.
And Greg Dowd, who's the chief economist of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says what's really brought all this to a head, this issue of Canadian cattle being okayed by the Mexican government.
Well, the real tipping point was here recently when they offered to not just give Canada the same deal that they had with the U.S. in terms of dairy breeding heifers, they kind of did something very unique with the Canadians on top of that that didn't have anything to do with international guidelines, and that really got it the old beehive stirred up here and ability to say, listen, we've got one way to do this, and this is according to the OIE, and all three governments have been sitting down on a pretty regular basis here the last couple of weeks trying to nail this down, and there's still a little bit of work to do here yet on the details, but we're getting closer.
Greg Dodd says we are not talking about chicken feed here, folks. We're talking about significant income potentially for the U.S. cattle industry.
This is actually a really big deal for U.S. ranchers in that we historically have exported about $125 million a year in breeding stock to Mexico, and the vast majority of it goes to those northern border states that border the United States. And those ranchers know that they haven't seen those U.S.-style bulls in 4 or 5 years. And they've had some good rains here after 10 years of drought that they're trying to expand like crazy. And they know that if they're going to have the top quality stock for the U.S. marketplace, they need U.S. genetics. And they've had them for over 100 years, and they want to work on that. So there's a lot of interest on both sides of the border to get it done if we can just get the government officials involved to get all the I's dotted and T's crossed.
Indeed. We hope some of those final details can be put together in meetings this week, later today, in fact, between U.S. and Mexican officials. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Bull Sale is set for Thursday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at the OBI Test Station 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. Currently, there are 135 Angus, 5 Simmental, and 4 Hereford bulls consigned for the sale. Each bull sold through OBI undergoes a breeding soundness examination. All bulls must index in the top 70% of their test group. For more information, call the OBI office at 405-744-9287.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.